Morning, Apache Caravans. Lauren speaking.
Yeah, hi Lauren. I'm just ringing in regards to your caravans. I'd just like to speak to someone in regards to, like I'm on my own and, I want to find out how easy they are to set up. The one that I'm looking at is the Navigator 13, the 13 foot. Yeah, are you the best one to talk to, or you put
Sorry,
me through someone else?
Oh, sorry, it just cut in and out a little bit there. You said the Navigator 13, right?
That's correct. Yes, 13 foot. Yeah. So are you the best person to talk to?
At the moment, yes. Effie's the
Okay.
owner. She's probably the best person to speak to, but she's not in just yet.
That's okay.
So was there anything specific you wanted to know? I don't actually have one on display at Carrum Downs right now.
No, that's okay.
That's brand new, but we actually just got one in on consignment. A couple that bought one a few years ago are selling theirs.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Secondhand is also something you're looking at because that's in pretty good condition too. It's only a few years old.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's probably not I'm just like inquiring at the moment because it'd be probably I've just bought myself a unit, so I won't be ready for like another 12 to 18 months, but it's just
Oh,
nice
yeah,
to
no
know,
problem. Yeah, absolutely.
yeah, so basically all I'm asking is because I'm on my own, and I'm not a overly big person, but I want to make sure, like, and I had tow caravans and all that, but how easy is it to set
The
up?
back.
And
So, there's the awning on it is electric, so that's not very fiddly.
okay,
Now the back bit, that is easy. I'm a small female myself. I'm 5'3" or something, and I set them up at caravan shows. So probably the heaviest bit is with the spare wheels on the back. They're on gas struts. You've got to give them a bit of oomph to get them moving. But once you sort of, so you unlock the pins of those, give them a bit of a tug, I guess, and then they're on struts, so they're fine. Then you just basically can let go of them, and they just, just drop to the ground. But that's probably the most strenuous part, in all honesty. And then after that, you've just got to unlatch. There's just a little latch for the rear doors, and they just fold out. They fold out kind of like an envelope, if you were to undo an envelope. That's kind of how the back works. It's just that you kind of juggle. So all the doors are on struts, so you don't have to hold anything up in all of its weight, but you do have to juggle. You sort of hold the lid up, and then with the other arm, you've just got to pull out the two side walls, I guess. But they're all, it's all, it's also sort of heavy. It's just that you're just juggling.
So with the Navigator 13, sorry, do the sides come out, do they? It's not just one whole unit. You've got to pull the sides out.
So no, not the sides of the caravan. This is all the rear bed. It's just that it folds out. So you've sort of, that's what I meant, like it's kind of like an envelope. So you've got like a bottom bit that folds out. You've got a top bit that's a lid. And then you've got two side walls, like barn doors. And then it all, that's what I mean, it all sort of folds. But it's,
So, that is something that, it's once you get the hang of it's just quick and easy to do. It's not
Correct.
like, okay, like if I was to stop on the side of the road and I feel like making a sandwich and then having a little nana nap, it's easy enough to quickly do that and put it back together when I'm ready to leave.
It is. And in actual fact, the way it's designed, you might not even have to pull out the bed to do that because the way it folds in on the inside, it only takes up half the bed. So what that means is you can still use half of that bed to sit on. So if you did pull up on the side of the road and you wanted a nap, I don't know, unless you're 7 foot tall, but you could probably even sleep across like the other way, like horizontal, just for a quick nap.
Well, I'm shorter than you. I'm only 5'1".
Oh, you'd have no trouble then, because that's what you can do in this van. So you can actually don't even need to pull the bed out. You could actually just have a quick, like you said, a nana nap, just jumping horizontal across the bed. Because all your bedding sort of folds up in it. So,
Oh, wonderful.
yeah. So you could make your cup of tea or whatever. You could probably even if you're, I'm just thinking too, you could probably even, the table, when you, there's a little cafe dining in it, and when you're towing anyway, the table you drop down, you could probably even just have a little doze there, to be honest. You make a cup of tea, have a sit. Anyway, but there's things just to consider. But yeah, I wouldn't even think you need to do the whole bed.
No, that's wonderful. So also too, are they off, can they be made off-grid? Can you do them off-grid?
Yes, they can. Yeah, yeah, they can. So as a standard, it doesn't come off-grid, but if you wanted to do that, we just upgrade the inverter. And it depends on what you want, what brands you want, what sizes you want, but I think the upgrade sort of it can start at about 3,000, depends. You know, it's like anything, it's what you want to spend.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I just want to like be able to, if I pull up on the side of the road and if I need to, you know, make a coffee, if I want to sit, maybe kick back and watch some TV. Okay. All right. With the Navigator 13, actually, I've got to go back to the page. I can't remember. How much are they? I think they're about 69, I think.
No, the 13 should be... No, because the 15 is 68,990. So the 13, I think, might be... Oh, my gosh, that's really bad. I'm not in front of my computer.
That's okay.
It's cheaper than 68,990. I think it's about 64,990, to be honest.
Okay, and then, like, say, another $3,000... I'm going to maximise it.
Worst case scenario,
But
other than that, you're right. You should have, that should have everything that you need.
I've done some reviews, like, on a few caravans, and the Apaches are actually coming up with really good reviews. So with, you know, with your warranty and all that sort of thing, you know, if I was to go new, if I'm, sorry,
I'm just
getting over a cold. My apologies.
Same.
If you guys based in Victoria, say something happens, you know, while I'm in Darwin, you know, if I have to do warranty or whatever, how does that work?
Oh, that's no problem at all. I mean, the thing is, and it should be the same with any manufacturer, I would hope, because it's a caravan and the point of it is that you are travelling, all we ask for is that we get a quote. So rather than just go somewhere and get wherever you are, whatever state you're in, rather than just going somewhere and getting it fixed, we kind of just prefer that you at least give us a heads up and a quote, you know. So you pull into a service centre and you go, right, I've got these three problems. Can you guys have a look at this? They quote it up for you. You ring us or they send it directly to us. And a lot of the times they're things that are under warranty anyway. So so if it's like a toilet issue or a fridge issue, you know, they're Thetford branded. So it ends up being a Thetford warranty anyway, let's say. But anyway, depending on whoever's warranty it is, we just ask for a quote first before we, you know, because quite often it's good if our techs can talk to their techs in the factory because we know our band. So we can say, right, we know what that issue is. What you got to do is you got to move this and undo this and, you know. So where they thought it was going to take 2 days labour, we can say, well, actually, no, that should only take you a couple of hours or, you know, and then that's fair for everybody. And anyway, so we'd ask you to get a quote and we just yes or no that. And that's how that works, how it should work with everybody, unless it's something, you know, the only major. Time I know of major is when they said it's got to come back to the factory. You know, they quite often can give you a quick fix on the, you know, wherever you are. And then we say, when you finish your trip, you can bring it back to our factory and or whatever the issue is. That's not uncommon for factories to request the van back for if it's something major.
Exactly. There was another question that I was going to ask. And I've completely forgotten.
It'll come to you.
All right. So,
we do it. Go.
Sorry. The hitch on it. Do you have different hitches, or do you have the ball hitch, or do you have the
We have the DO35
ball hitch. Okay.
We have the DO35. But when you buy a new one, we provide the part for your car as well, so you don't have to get anything changed.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. All right. Awesome. Okay, that was the other thing. So you guys actually have some secondhand Apache caravans that come in, like when people either, you know, don't want them anymore or yep. they upgrade and all that sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're not as common as, like, say, a Jayco because we haven't been around for 50 years, but we've been around close to 10 now, so they are starting to pop up secondhand where people have updated, upgraded or whatever, moved on. So, yeah, we do get some through. At the moment, we do have one in on consignment at the moment. Yeah. So it's exciting. It means you've been around long enough when they start coming in secondhand.
Yeah. No, that's actually really good to know. Well, thank you so much for that. I will, like I said, I'm, you know, it's not for another 12 months, 2 years. I want to start paying my unit off, obviously. But I do have a spot at my unit where a 13-foot van, so it's only just me and my little Jack Russell. So
perfect.
And so it'll fit where the unit, in the unit. So that's brilliant. I'm not in the unit, but anyway. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Good luck with your spirit.
Yeah. Thank you so much once again.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.